Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Croner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly throws the ball into Larry, who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassan fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Smith drops the ball. Weatherly moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Kroner moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Moose Salters pinch hits for Bruce Campbell. Nels Potter now pitching. Hal Trosky pinch hits for Moose Salters. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Averill moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Lloyd Russell pinch runs for Hal Trosky. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Russell moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Heath now playing right field. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Potter moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.